Item 5, from the Director, Office of Performance Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, requesting retroactive authorization to apply for and accept Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance grant funds for federal fiscal year 2014. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. On April 24th, we were notified that the 2014 version of this grant is available. Excuse me, we were given a deadline of June 10th to apply for the funds. We contacted the City of Milwaukee and negotiated with them over their share of the award. How this grant works is the U.S. Department of Justice allocates funds to cities that have significant numbers of arrests. These in our county, this is the City of Milwaukee, the City of West Allis, and the City of Wauwatosa. It further requires that the county and the cities where the funds are allocated reach an agreement on the split of those funds. This is done because, in general, the cities arrest and report most of the crime, but then the counties bear the cost of incarceration, prosecution, things like that. We negotiate with the City of Milwaukee to basically split their allocation 50-50. This includes funding for the coordinator at the Community Justice Council, who is an employee of the Public Policy Forum. So at the end, the county and the city each received $377,500. We solicited county departments for requests under this grant. At the time that this report was written, we believed that we had received only two. One was from the Office of the District Attorney for $345,000 for their five community prosecutors, and then from the Department of Administrative Services to do a study on 911 and dispatch communications design. Subsequent to agenda setting for this committee, I was informed that the Office of the Sheriff had indeed submitted requests for funding to my office, but it was never forwarded to me by the staff person who received it, so we didn't know about it for the county executive to consider it. We went back to the county executive, and he indicated that of the Office of the Sheriff's requests, we'd be willing to change what we've submitted to the U.S. Department of Justice to include $25,000 for the Office of the Sheriff to purchase some Guardian Angel personal illumination systems, which are wearable safety devices that flash lights visible up to 3 miles. So that is not in the spending plan that you see before you. What I would suggest is that because the application has already been submitted, and I also did try, would have liked to have had this on the June cycle, but we received the information from the cities on about June 9th before we could get anything into the June cycle and then get everything submitted. So I apologize for the lateness of this request. Going back to the correction, I think the grant basically requires that we have a public review of the spending plan, which is before you. I can go back to the U.S. Department of Justice and say that based on the feedback from the public comment period, that we would like to amend our request to reduce the Department of Administrative Services 911 dispatch study down to $70,224 and provide $25,000 to the Office of the Sheriff for those items that we suggested. I spoke with the county executive yesterday, and he was fine with that. Because the grant has already been submitted, the application has already been submitted, we can basically change what we want to use the funding for after assuming they provide us with the funds. So I apologize for that mistake on behalf of our office, and I apologize to the Office of the Sheriff for indicating that they hadn't turned anything in when, in fact, they did. And if you have any further questions about the grant, I'll be happy to answer them at this time.
You said that the exec is willing to change that by $25,000. What is the actual amount of the request for that item?
The Office of the Sheriff requested just over $50,000 for about 300 of these wearable safety devices, so the $25,000 would provide about 150.
So only half of our people wear them then? I mean, what's the justification there?
Well,
if it's a worthy expenditure, why would we not cover all of our officers?
I think it's a worthy expenditure, but when looking at the staffing in the Office of the Sheriff, there are only about 250, I believe, deputies. The majority of them are in the courts, where obviously I don't think you'd wear one of these things in a courtroom, and in the courthouse. I think from our view, this certainly has merit out on the freeway and the expressway patrol, where there are about 55 or 60 FTE positions. As far as in some of the other areas, you know, if you've got 40 or 50 deputies working out on the expressway, having 150 of these units should be, in theory, satisfactory for the other deputies out in the field. We also had to take into account what the scope of the study that we are trying to do on the 911 dispatch system has a lot of potential for future reform, and so that in our opinion had the greater merit at this time.
Could you talk about that study? What is the intent of that study?
The study really had two parts of a scope. One is to get an assessment of where we're at as far as what sort of dispatch systems and equipment we currently have. We know we have dispatching of various kinds at the House of Correction, the DA, the transit system, the airport, and the EMS system, and through the Office of the Sheriff. We want to get a good assessment of what we have, the condition of what we have, what do we have that's outdated, and things like that. The second part of this study would have been, what are some options, what are some ideas for possible consolidation with municipalities? This is an idea that's been studied before by the Public Policy Forum related to fire and dispatch on the South Shore. So obviously, I think, as you saw, one of the proposals in the 2014 recommended budget was to start to bring our dispatch emergency management services under a consolidated model that may hopefully lead to consolidation with other municipalities. Again, as we also replace the 800 megahertz system, this is an idea that I think has some merit in the future. This is a model that most other counties use, where they have a consolidated system. Brown County, Waukesha County, Dane County provide a lot of these services for their municipalities. We don't. So this study would help possibly point us in the right direction, or at least see what we need to do if we wanted to go that direction.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, first of all, agenda setting was late this time, so that was just 3 days ago. But I am glad that the Sheriff's Department is getting something. And I don't mean to talk down to anybody, but because this is a governmental agency and everything has to be transparent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I'd like to know, Mr. Fudge, what the logistics are going to be as far as the full county board understanding what they're voting on the 31st, and also how the public's going to know that this $25,000, because right now what we have, okay, is the original thing. We don't have the $25K for the Sheriff's Department. So I want to know logistically how we're to get those communication signals out to everybody so that, you know, it doesn't seem like something fishy is going on.
Sure.
Or whatever. And I don't know if it's through Legistar or whatever, but I guess I think that this committee, and we should vote on it today, Mr. Chairman, so I'm not advocating that, but clearly by the board meeting, our colleagues need to know exactly what's going on with this particular issue.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, as I understand it, the reason this is an action item is because it's an MOU of a value greater than $300,000 with some municipalities. What I can do is email our contact at the U.S. Department of Justice and share that email that says, based on feedback at the public viewing of the spending plan, we'd like to alter our request, as I mentioned, to provide $25,000 to the Office of the Sheriff. And I can copy the Office of the Sheriff on that and make that available to you, and then share the response as well. In my experience, the U.S. Department of Justice is pretty flexible. As long as you're spending the funds on allowable items, they're willing to let you change what you want to spend it on. And municipalities frequently do that. So I have a high rate of confidence that that will be accepted, especially because it's a result of the public viewing.
Thank you.
Sure.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to that end, Mr. Fudge, you will contact the U.S. Department of Justice. Will you have a revised resolution for the Finance, Personnel, and Audit Committee next next week?
Mr. Chairman,
permission is granted.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I thought about that. The reason I didn't yet is because this application with the spending plan had already been submitted, and that's really the reason I didn't want to. And so I'm kind of stuck as to whether I should do that, being that I've already submitted this application. Perhaps what I could do is submit an amended report for finance that says kind of the action steps that I've laid out here.
Mm-hmm.
That might be I'm just, from a technical standpoint, not exactly sure what to do with this. So if that sounds acceptable, that's maybe what I'll do.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Attorney Grady, the resolution before us, the whereas clauses essentially encapsulate what's in the spending plan, but the be it further resolved clauses only relate to approval of applying for and accepting the award. Is that a problem? Will we need a corrected version, or what would your advice be on how to resolve that?
Mr. Chairman, the resolution, the legal portion, the be it resolved clause, really is just granting authorization to apply for and receive the grant. The allocation, as far as I can tell, within Milwaukee County, not between us and the city and West Allis, et cetera, but within Milwaukee County, is primarily found in the fiscal note. And so my suggestion would be just for Mr. Fudge to submit an amended fiscal note with the new internal county allocation. The resolution, I don't think, by its terms, needs to be changed. And he could do that probably subsequent to today, but prior to the Finance Committee meeting.
I'd be happy to do that, too.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How do we get the concrete commitment that they're going to spend the money on what they say? That's the concern. I don't want to, 6 months from here that you didn't spend it on the consolidation report and you didn't spend it on VEST and you spent it on something else. How do I get the assurances that you're going to spend it on, other than a fiscal note? To me, doesn't seem to hold the weight of a be it resolved clause. Or,
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, what we submit to the U.S. DOJ is pretty much what we have to spend the funds on. If IMSD is the one contracting for this study, or the Office of the Sheriff buy something else, I can't reimburse them for it. I have to keep documentation because we're frequently audited on this grant, and so I would have the documentation that a study was done or these vests were purchased by the Office of the Sheriff, and then provide them the reimbursement funds.
No, the question is that even if you don't include the sheriff's request, but like I said, 6 months from now you decide you don't want to do this story and you're just going to send an amended request to the federal government and say we're going to spend it on something else. I don't see anything that's in this that you have to come back to us to approve what you're going to spend the money on. Once we say be it resolved, accept the grant, you get to pretty much do what you want with it.
Attorney Gray. Look like you want to say something.
Well, I'm just trying to think of an answer, Mr. Chairman, to the question raised by Supervisor Weishaupt. I think the only obvious, easy, or maybe easy is the wrong word, the only obvious answer is an amended resolution that has another be it further resolved clause that the grant funds received by Milwaukee County shall be spent in accordance with the fiscal note, or if you want to lay out the details in the resolution, you could.
This item will be in finance as well.
Yes.
Inspector Bailey, do you have something to contribute?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee, just for historical purposes, the Sheriff's Office was the administrator of this grant for many, many years. Mr. Preeby, who's well known to the committee members, and it is not atypical as we get towards the end of the grant and monies have not been expended for the principals to come back together and file supplementals back with the DOJ to reallocate that money to a law enforcement purpose. So what Mr. Fudge is proposing is not uncommon in closing out these grants from year to year. In fact, the sheriff's office has done that. We've had projects that we thought were going to come in at a certain budget amount, haven't, and there's been excess money, and we may have lapsed that over, for example, to OWI enforcement. The amount that Mr. Fudge is talking about in terms of $25,000, for example, the last time we received money from this, that's what we used it for. We got $30,000 for OWI enforcement. The sheriff's office does appreciate DAS and Mr. Fudge's willingness to acknowledge that there were monies that properly should be expended with the sheriff's office out of this grant amount. I do take a little exception, of course, and I think he'll be nice enough to understand that the problem with what he talks about in terms of our bailiff staff is this fundamental misunderstanding of how law enforcement works, and particularly how it works in your sheriff's office. I'm not sure who Mr. Fudge thinks is in your parks and at your lakefront and providing public safety, but it's your bailiffs. When they get done at the courthouse, they oftentimes move out to another assignment. And I recall we had a large courthouse fire one day, and those really would have come in handy in leading people to safety if that had happened on a Tuesday instead of a Saturday. So when we look to distribute law enforcement equipment, we'd like people to take our recommendations in terms of how to expend them. Yes, we only have 250 deputies. They all need this equipment. Plus, we need to establish some to reissue when the ones they have are broken, and we need some training units, and that's why the amount is. Now, we will work with the vendor to try to drive down the cost to bring it back in line, but we think every deputy sheriff needs this equipment, or we wouldn't have put that in our request. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishen.
It's not a concern of what you spend it on. My concern isn't that. What I'm looking for is, because honestly I don't trust the county, the executive branch, to do what they're saying unless it's written in blood, you know, right here on this piece of paper. So that's what it comes down to, and that's what I would like in this agreement, that there has to be at least a sentence or two that says, yes, we will accept this money and it will be spent on what it is supposed to, because, you know, I find it just a tad interesting that, you know, we just seem to have forgotten the sheriff's department request at the beginning. So seeing that track record, I want to make sure everything is written down properly and that everyone gets their fair share of this grant. So if Corp Counsel could tell us how we do that appropriately, then we can move on to the next item.
Attorney Grady, so you've suggested a couple options, an additional be it further resolved clause or an amended fiscal note. The additional be it further resolved clause, would that more appropriately take care of Supervisor Weishan and others' concern here?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think it would. As I understand Supervisor's concerns, a further be it resolved clause would be needed to address his concerns. Having listened to Inspector Bailey, I think it would need some flexibility, given that apparently the past practice, which I've not been involved in this, so I don't know about it, but the past practice has been to the parties to come together and work out, you know, the allocation of any unspent funds or something like that. But yes, I think that's what needs to be done. Perhaps either a temporary layover just today to give I or staff time to draft that would be in order.
I'll move separately. So moved. We'll lay the, seeing no objection, we'll lay this item over temporarily. Thank you. Item 6, please.